podcast you're about to listen to is for adults only. Anyone under 18, please turn on Kidz Bop right now. Any opinions or advice that we give on this show should not be taken too seriously, as we are not professionals at all. With that being said, make yourself a drink and join us on our journey as a married couple enjoying the lifestyle in beautiful Southern California. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Sweet Side of Life podcast with a emergency podcast. That's right, everybody.
We were going to do one on Thursday, but it's Tuesday.
But then we realized Thursday's Halloween, and we're leaving this weekend. So tonight was kind of our only option.
We had to do it.
So we've had a busy
few weeks.
Tonight we're just gonna touch on a couple things that happened this particular weekend.
But we'll go back.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
I feel like we will sorely disappoint Beard and Bud if we don't talk about.
Oh no, we have
our weekend with them.
Yeah, we have a whole weekend we gotta recap. But we had a couple things happen this week that needed our immediate attention, which is why the emergency podcast.
Such an emergency, we didn't even make special drinks. We went basic.
We went with our standard issue.
Basic bitches over here.
Vodka Sprite and lemon vodka soda water.
Yeah.
It's our go-to. I like to call it my daily drinker. It's not so much daily drinker, but relatively close.
I am not a daily drinker, so it's my weekend party drink.
So
it's my easy drink to bring to a party.
So where do we start? Well, first off, we got a cheer.
Cheers.
Yeah, almost skipped that.
And we have a good cheers.
Cheers.
Because we hit 50,000 downloads.
Well, it's now like 51.5. So
you didn't drink after our cheers.
Oh, that's right.
Fuck. Jeez. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah. So we
I'm still recovering from my concussion.
My gosh. So we hit over 50,000 downloads.
Yeah, we hit 50,000 like yesterday or something like that, or the day before yesterday.
Yes.
And yeah, that's a big number for us. Our last big number was
25,000.
25,000.
Yeah. So thank you guys for listening and downloading.
Thank you.
We figured out we're in half of the countries in the world.
94 countries.
Which is about half.
Is that what I said?
94? I think it was, yeah, something like that. Which is about half, because we asked Alexa and there's like 195 countries.
Yeah, there's a shit ton of countries out there. But we're in at least once. We're in someone's cell phone, 94 countries, which is pretty pretty cool. I did like a breakdown, and most were
obviously in the United States.
It was like mostly United States. There was a shit ton in Canada.
We all speak the same language, so that makes sense.
And a shit ton in Australia.
We all speak the same language, which that makes sense.
And then a bunch in Britain.
Also speaking the same language.
But then so after that makes sense. After that, it gets cray. You know, there's like, yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Some of the countries probably shouldn't be listening to this type of content. I don't know if their government allows it or not, but who am I to judge? I'm just a mere sweetum. Speaking of that, I haven't used that term in a while. So yes, our listeners, our fans, you guys are known as sweetums.
No.
Yes.
Only if you want to be.
No,
you're sweetums. I'm not going to force that on anybody.
You're sweetums. Like it or not, it's fucking happening. So yeah, we have a lot to cover in a very limited short period of time because I'm tired. So
party pooper.
Yes. So where do we start? Do we start with
So the reason why we kind of had to have this emergency podcast, because we actually were mentioned on another big podcast, and we couldn't let anyone who was going to listen and then come listen to our podcast, get our last one, which was like 10 minutes long and just in the car. No,
that was the duel.
So 20 minutes long.
For those that listen, we do the Hitting the Streets with the Sweets, which is a fun little version of our show, but it's not very well produced because it's like literally you holding the cell phone up in the air. And like, you know, you get a, sounds like wind, but it's just the AC vents blown on. Speaking of that, Carlos from this, the Swingers Couch podcast was complimenting our production.
For hitting the streets with the sweets.
Because they started doing a similar concept. And when they go out to events, they have been recording themselves. And the last one that they did, it sounded like they were underwater.
They might have androids.
And they're also in Florida, which recently got hit by a lot of hurricanes. So they could have been underwater.
They could have been underwater.
They could have very well been underwater. But they don't have androids. They have iPhones.
Nah.
Yeah.
Well.
Because I've texted Mr. Carlos, my Latin lover. And
your Latin lover.
He's all of our Latin lovers. There's enough of Carlos to go around. But anyways.
I love how you've never actually met him, but you're just putting that out there that there's enough of him to go around.
I can only assume if he advertises your Latin lover, then he has enough to share. That's all I can assume. So anywho, since I've texted him, I can only tell that he has an iPhone.
Right. He's got the blue ones.
Got the blue text cloud. Blue text. So anyways, the other day he was like, yeah, I have to hit up Mr. Sweets and ask him, you know, how we get our quality for the show and stuff. And I was like laughing because
you hit record on the memo, right? That's what I do.
Voice notes.
Yeah, voice notes.
Now, like we do have in the studio, we have a nice studio set up, professional quality. And I'm like, I was kind of thinking like when we went out and did our hit in the streets, we did buy some little like Bluetooth mics. Microphones. And they worked okay when we did our Feeling the Heat with the Sweets, when we did like a jacuzzi episode.
Yeah.
They sounded pretty good in there. But we did do one hit in the streets with the Sweets using these microphones, and it was horrible.
You were so much louder. I was talking than I louder. Was. Because you have your like radio voice my on radio and the voice. Mic is literally under your chin. So probably not necessary.
It's a lapel mic. It clips onto your t-shirt. So anyways, Carlos, my Latin lover, our secret to our hitting the streets with the sweets.
Voice memos on your iPhone.
Is Mrs. Sweets literally takes her iPhone and she opens up voice memos. And she holds her elbow at a 90-degree level, and it's a little bit closer to her mouth than it is mine, because I'm just naturally louder. And then I think the key is before you email it to me.
Oh, yeah.
There's a little like thing inside voice memos. You do enhance audio.
Yeah.
And it helps take out a little bit of that low-end rumble.
Background sound.
And it does enhance the voice. And then... that's the secret.
And I text it to you.
And you text it to me, and then I look at it and I upload it. So there you go.
There's your audio 101. Revealed.
Yeah, I was hoping it. I'm sure you expected it to be fancier, but in this episode, it's not.
Yeah. However. So, speaking of your setup here we were going to previously, what I was started to talk about before you went into this voice memos thing.
Digress like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Is tell everybody what you did.
Okay. So in the world of podcasts, let's go back to 1987.
No.
When podcasts did not exist.
When podcasts were not here.
No, there's a lifestyle podcast called The Swing Nation. There's no way you haven't heard it if you
listen to podcasts.
And they're probably the biggest voice in the LS podcast community. There's like three or four monsters that are out there, and they're definitely like up there in the one, two, or three. There's they kind of shuffle spots with a few others, but they're also really known across the TikTok world. They're, you know, one of the big voices in the swing. Swing Talk community. Dan and Lacey with Swing Nation, they do parties and they're just, like I said, a huge voice out there. But anyways, they
basically their job is being
swingers. That is their sole job. They are professional swingers. And they do a very great job at it.
Yeah.
And they're one of my top podcasts, and they're one of the podcasts that actually got me into doing podcasts. Like,
right.
You wanted to do it. I was like, nah. But then I really do enjoy listening to their podcast. It's funny, it's informative. And it's just good. And they're a pretty hot couple too, so that doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
So anyways, so they typically do just like a weekly podcast up until a couple of months ago when they started Tuesday Talks. And Tuesday Talks is a weekly episode. It's like typically like a 15-minute, and they do like just answer one question, like a listener asked question. And every time they started off their thing, they would always like kind of tease, like, we need a jingle. We need a jingle. And then Dan would sing some little silly thing, and then everybody would laugh and move on. But I took that as a challenge. I'm like, I can write jingles. Like, I'm a musician. Some would say failed. Some would say content.
Content.
So I took that as a personal challenge, and I sat down and I wrote just a quick little like 10-second jingle. It was funny. I'm quite proud of it. And I sent it over to them. And
are you going
to
play it?
I think I can. Yeah, I'll go ahead and throw it in.
Yeah.
So today, which is Tuesday the 29th, they actually played it, and lo and behold, they started it with my jingle.
Yeah.
And they had nothing but good things to say about it. And Lacey was like, oh, this is it. This is the jingle. And then Dan was like, yeah, it's great, but, you know, let's keep the submissions coming. So I'm probably going to send a few more, because they're like, can anybody top Mr. Sweets and his jingle? And I was like,
well, it was well produced.
I might top my
own. You have your whole situation here.
Yeah, like they
to the point where Lacey thought it was AI.
Yeah,
it's absolutely not AI.
Wrote and recorded.
You're
by
like
me.
I recorded all of the instruments and the vocals.
Yes,
and I wrote it.
I remember when I was recording it, the vocals. You came up and you popped your head in the studio. You're like, "Why are you yelling?"
I was like, "Why are we yelling the same thing over and over again?"
It's called tracks. Double. You got to double your vocals, and it, you know. But anyways. So right about now is when I'm going to play the jingle.
That take you a listen. Wrote.
Yeah. And then definitely check out, if you haven't already, definitely check out the Swing Nation podcast and all their fun stuff. So here's the jingle.
Tuesday Talks. Just send your questions to Dan and Lacey. Tuesday Talks. Swing Nation got you feeling sexy. Tuesday Talks.
Talking Tuesday with Dan and Lacey.
Ooh, how about that high note?
That's perfect.
And we're back, everybody. So hopefully you enjoyed that.
That's 10 seconds.
And I do offer my services if you would like a jingle or a full song or something.
We were talking about that, the 2.5 Men show, the guy,
yeah,
the Charlie Sheen character. That was his job,
what he
and that's
did.
How
he
made all
jingles.
His money.
Yeah, apparently.
You can make millions and live in Malibu, apparently, by writing jingles. So here we go. So, this is where we're putting our hat, our name in the hat. And so by our, I mean your. I have no musical abilities.
It was funny, though, this morning, because we live in California, obviously. And Swingers Couch podcast, Carlos and Autumn Sins, they live in Florida, and we are part of their Discord channel. So make sure you join that. I don't have the link. I don't know what to look for right now, but if you check out, go to their podcast, Swingers Couch podcast, and in their links, they'll have like how to get on their Discord. But basically, if you know Discord, it's just kind of like a big chat, and there's just always like naked pictures going back and forth, and it's just a fun channel. But anyways, I got a message from that channel from Carlos saying congratulations to the Swedes for being mentioned. And I was like, oh cool, I didn't even get to hear it yet. But I checked it out this morning, and then before I went to work, I came in and woke you up, and I was like, maybe it's too early, you know, but you know, we might be moving here within the next week, because it kind of hit the big time.
Big time.
I'm just waiting for the checks
big
to roll
time.
In. So I have, maybe I'm a professional jingle writer.
There we go. But anyway, so since we got mentioned on Swing Nation, they did mention our podcast. They did. We thought we might get a few listeners, and we didn't want our last one that they listened to be...
to be one of our lower producers.
Lower, yeah.
I don't want to say bad because they're all fun. No, and they're all our babies.
And it, honestly, we needed to do this anyway because we've literally been a little bit slacky.
We've been slacky, and... we have a busy weekend coming up that we are not going to be able to do anything. So,
right. And so not, yeah. It's not an LS weekend.
It's not an LS weekend.
Unfortunately.
So that's the big news. That's the biggest thing for the emergency. Because I've already noticed
50,000 downloads.
Our reviews already doubled today.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The numbers already started peaking up. So. We just wanted to make sure we got out, somewhat of a more legit episode.
And let anybody know that the one previous to this was not our normal episode.
That was a special. We do those hitting the sweets with the streets. So that's what happened to me. Mr. Sweet hit the street.
Oh, yeah. That's our... that's...
more coming.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Hitting the streets with the sweets is just a special... special, a bonus episode that we do on our way to LS events and stuff like that for the people who have never heard us before. But anyways, if you haven't heard us before, we are a long-time married couple living in Southern California.
A very long-time married
very
couple.
Long time. and yeah, this
yeah, this we're
is
still
our,
so young.
We are. I am so amazing how young I am. But no, this is our podcast. So if you're new, this is your first one, welcome. This is our journey, and our podcast is just us having fun, us laughing. It's a drinking show.
It's freestyle.
Freestyle. We don't take ourselves seriously. No. We don't edit unless we say something stupid that really needs to come out.
Yeah. More if we were going to embarrass somebody else.
Yeah. If we were going
to call somebody's
name
or whatever.
Then...
we try to give all of our friends some kooky names so that nobody knows who they are.
Exactly.
Even other friends.
Even them sometimes.
Yeah, even them sometimes.
They're like, wait, what?
Are they talking about me?
So, yeah, welcome to all the new listeners and to all the old listeners. Thank you guys so much for helping us hit.
Previous listeners.
Continued listeners. We'll say continued listeners. So we'll conclude this portion of the episode. Thank you guys so much for all the continued listening, and let's roll into what we did this past weekend really quick.
Right. So we had Halloween parties.
Yes. Halloween parties.
And one was vanilla, and then we went to an LS one.
This was on Saturday. Yeah.
And
you're still celebrating my birthday, by
yes,
the way.
We're still celebrating Mr. Sweet's birthday.
Yes.
Of course, the whole month of October is his birthday.
And probably the first couple weeks of November, I'm thinking.
You didn't get enough.
No.
So we went to the Lust party.
Yes, the world famous Lust party.
Yeah, and it was actually a really good party, actually. Yep. There was several people who hadn't been for a while who went, and we talked to them the next day, and they're like, oh my God, that was such a good party. Like, mm-hmm. There was a really good turnout.
Yep.
People new and people who hadn't ever been there before, or people who had regularly come, and then people who had never been, and people who didn't regularly come but showed up for a few different events. So it was just a really good crowd.
Yeah, and we had quite a few listeners there as well.
Yes.
That we've met previously and then that now listen as well.
Yeah, exactly. We met some people at Athena's, actually, mm-hmm. who they came to Lust, and they're listening. Well, I think he's a listener. What's funny is that most people we meet, I feel like it's always the guy that's more the listener, and then the female's always like, I'm not really listening, but he's told me, or he's mentioned it,
he's brought it up or whatever.
Yeah. He showed me or whatever. But yeah, it's mostly the guys that listen, and that's what I found with our listeners, at least. Some, like I said, there are some women that listen, but
it seems to be the higher percentage.
Yeah, the higher percentage that we meet is the guy that listens. But anyway, so we met some at Athena's, and then they came, and some other people that we've met at like Bia Vita and
yeah. And then our long time, but possibly, what the fuck was I supposed to try to say there?
Possibly.
Possibly one of our first listeners ever, the vet couple.
Yes.
Were there.
Yes. They're there frequently, but yeah.
Yeah, we haven't seen them.
We hadn't seen them in a minute.
They were there to congratulate us on our numbers.
Oh, yeah. They're always so supportive of us and our journey, and they're always good listeners.
And I had a little fun with her.
Did you?
I did.
What happened? I don't think we talked about this, because I did tell you. Didn't I tell you that he came up to me?
No.
I did, but you must have forgot.
Something. I had a lot happen to me that night.
So what happened?
It was not a whole lot. It was just he lifted her shirt up and me and you.
Oh, we're like rubbing her butt and
licking her nipples. Yeah. And, yeah. Like you had, I just hit puberty. You and her had kind of previously messed around.
Well, she's into girls.
And she was never really into me personally, because that's not their dynamic. And
right.
Like we've talked about this before, and I'm perfectly fine with it. But something slightly changed that night, because all I know is I had a mouthful of boob.
Yeah.
So baby steps.
So he came up to me later in the night and was like, can I kiss you? And I was like, sure. So we made out a little bit.
Oh.
But that, like, I previously, like, the first day, like, the first time we actually met them, I sucked his dick, but that was it. And then I found out their dynamic was more, like, about her and her journey and her liking women.
Her also watching him getting pleased.
Okay, I didn't realize that part of it.
Because you had asked her at that night.
And she was okay with, like, of course I asked and it was fine. So but
I
think, like,
that's what it was, is she's, like, she's just not into other guys.
Yeah.
So
I actually, the part of her watching him getting pleased, I didn't realize like that was part of it. Cause
I'm pretty sure
previous times we've been after that, since we've hung out with them and I've kind of known their dynamic more of like her with girls. Mm-hmm. I've not like, I mean, we're always like talking to them and everything, but I've not like viewed it as like he would want to do anything more with me, because I just never saw that as their dynamic. So anyway, needless to say, I was surprised.
Yeah, yeah.
When he came up to me and was like, can I kiss you? And I'm like, yeah, like, of course. Yeah,
she was the one a while back when I was like, can I kiss you? She's like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's cool. I love it. I love honesty. So, no, I'm good. All righty then.
So and then I do remember that we were kind of like playing around with her a little bit. Because she was a Wednesday Addams, but then she'd had a lingerie underneath her, Wednesday Addams dress.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was fun. And then what else? Like, your goal was to get as many blowjobs as possible. So how did you do on that?
I don't remember.
I know you got at least one.
I got quite a few. Just the details from that night are really, really murky at the moment. So you guys know how concussions work? No, I was definitely having a good time. There was one point I walked out of a bathroom and you were giving head to someone, and I kind of walked up. I was like, what's going on her? And then his partner was like, let me show you.
Yeah.
And so I get there, and then there's a few others, without naming names, but at one point, I have a friend. We have a couple friend. How can we describe them? We've talked about them before.
I know. And I was thinking, did we not give them? You're talking about the girl you went down on, right?
Yes, we didn't. Spoiler alert.
Sorry,
we didn't give them a name.
We didn't.
No.
So at the party, he was Dr. Feelgood.
Okay, I didn't even catch that.
Yeah. So Mr. and Mrs. Feelgood?
We'll go with that. So they were
like, I know we've talked about them before, but
they were the couple that
gave them a name.
Way back in the day, if you listen to our previous episodes, way back in the day, we went to a Halloween party and
a different one.
Yeah, many years ago, and there was this particular woman I was messing around with her, and you were unsure if the husband was into you.
Me, which he's clarified.
And then since then, he's become a podcast listener, and he now on multiple occasions has said, yes.
I need to clear that up.
I am very much into you. But she is my, she's my chocolate milkshake. That's how I'm going to describe it. It's just, I don't know.
She's got great energy.
Her energy.
She's sexy.
Her vibe. Her confidence.
Yeah, her confidence. Those are, she knows like, what she wants.
Those are three things that just I'm a fan of.
Yeah.
And when you let it known to me that you're into me.
Yeah.
Then I'm good. Yeah. And she definitely does. Like,
yeah.
I think she's called me like her little white boy or something like that at some point. something to that phase, and I'll take it. And at one point in the evening, I escorted her over to a couple of chairs, and I peeled her legs back, and I proceeded to, as some of our friends that witnesses, I just went all
and
in.
Put her legs back. Our friends were like, when you go in, you
having a good
in.
Old time.
Oh, I go
you're
in.
You're like, I don't do anything
this is where
fast.
The memory starts to fade. Yeah. I don't like, I remember yeah, I doing like all of that.
Nibble on
I remember
the edges.
Having a great time.
Backwards
hat,
and
when my hat turns, it's business. Cut. And
I actually didn't see, you were like, you looked over there. I didn't see you going down on her.
Actually, but I was probably going more up.
Yeah.
The angle is more up.
So I saw her with your hand, like you, like her, you guys, like she had your hand and you guys were like walking towards the outside playrooms and you're walking like that way. And then I looked away and then all of a sudden there's commotion and I'm like, and then I look back and you're being helped up off the ground. And I was like, what the hell happened? So I walk over there and I'm like,
I was on the ground when you came over.
Yeah, that's what I said. You were on the ground. Like people
you
were helping you get up.
Helping me up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was okay.
No, you were still on the ground. Like you were on all fours and people were helping you up when I went over there. So I'm coming over there and I'm just seeing blood and I'm seeing it in your mouth and I'm worried about your teeth. I'm like, that was the first thing I thought of. I was like,
I've knocked my teeth out a couple of
times.
Yeah,
I'm like looking at you and I'm like, smile. Let me see your teeth. Let me see your teeth. You're bleeding. I'm like, is it from your teeth? And then everybody's like, I think it's from his nose. I'm like, let me see your teeth. And I'm like, they look okay. So then we get you like ice and your nose was bleeding and you really didn't know what happened. You were kind of out of it. So later we found out from a friend who we went out with the following day, what had happened, like he had seen what happened.
You and I devised a bunch of potential scenarios.
Yeah, we were like talking about everything, like what could have happened. Like you tripped, you dropped your phone, went to get it, yeah, and then.
Because here's the thing is, as I've talked about before, I control the music with my phone. I you know, quote unquote DJ. I've gotten shit from other people because it's not DJing.
It's not DJing, but you do provide the music.
If you look up DJ.
Oh my God. Are we getting into this?
It literally says nothing about a fucking controller.
Turntable?
No.
Okay.
So anyways.
For the record, you do that as well.
Yeah, I do that as well, just not at this party. So yeah. Normally I put my phone in a pocket, but I was wearing like these brief boxers that didn't have a pocket.
Right.
So I was holding my phone, playing the music. And there was multiple times throughout the night where I dropped my phone. So in my head, I'm thinking I must have, like, I was walking and I dropped it and I bent over to pick it up and just, you know, being drunk, that I just, you know, did a header.
Yeah.
And it all make perfect sense. But I just remember, like, that night waking up and having blood all over and you checking my teeth and I was like, fuck, that hurt.
Yeah.
But then we stayed for a little bit longer because.
Yeah, we stayed longer.
Like, I wasn't like, I'm not ending my night on that.
Right.
Excuse me. Getting all choked up thinking about it.
So we talked to our friend the next day who's seen it. And he was like, he goes, no, I'll tell you what happened. He said, you were walking across with Mrs. Feelgood. And
I like chocolate milkshake.
And he goes, and you stopped and you put your, you leaned on a table that was there.
Mm-hmm. Like a water table.
Like a table that had like a water jug on it.
Yeah.
And he's like, and then the table basically collapsed, just like flipped way. Like underneath you, and the water jug like then fell on top of you. Oddly enough, it didn't break. You broke its fall, glass. I guess. Yeah, and it was glass.
You know, that probably caught me in the eye too.
Maybe.
Because, yeah, all of that happened, and then we partied a little bit after. We went to Jack in a Box.
Yeah.
And then you were trying to keep me up because you thought maybe I had a concussion. I was like, if
you
have a
concussion, you can't go to sleep.
And I, again, this is all, I don't think I had a concussion because I showed zero symptoms outside of being knocked out, which apparently I was told by our friend that I was out for like a minute.
Yeah.
But I wasn't showing any other symptoms. Like I woke up, I was alert, I knew where I was. And in fact, one of the first things I did.
Oh yeah. Our friends were like, one of the first things you did was grab your phone and we're like, this song is shit, and changed
the music.
And they're like,
as I'm like gushing blood out my nose, I was like, you know, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die to a good song.
Okay.
So
it's a little dramatic.
It was very dramatic, but so I don't think I actually got a concussion, but yeah, you were trying to keep me up that night.
Yeah.
And I,
well, your eye still doesn't look great. Like, oh no, you're basically up. Your eye is black. It looks like your like one eye is like an 80s rock band.
I have all the
mascara. The other eye is not in our 80s rock band.
Well, when I woke up on Sunday morning, I remember I woke up and I was like, I woke up and my whole face was swollen.
Yeah.
I'm like, ow.
Yeah, like above your eye was swollen. Yeah,
my top of my right side of my forehead was swollen. My nose was red, swollen. My eye was swollen. And then my top right part of my gums and my jaw were swollen.
Yeah.
I fucking ate shit.
Yeah. So we're like, maybe you hit the table. Regardless, there was you like, either hit the ground, or the table, or all of the above.
I hit the table. The table hit me. I hit the ground. The ground hit back. The water jug probably caught me. I don't know. I've fallen and I've hit my head before, but I... The range of the swelling was so far.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like, yeah. But
anyway. So anyways, you survived.
So I woke up Sunday and I took a shower and immediately texted our friends and confirmed that our football party plans were intact.
So we were going to go out with some friends for football, and the ones that had seen what had happened, they texted in the morning. They're like, so are we still on for football at the bar? And you're like, let's go. Because they were like, are you okay? Like,
I'm not okay, but let's go.
Let's go. So we rallied and went to the bar to watch the football game.
It took me a couple of drinks to... I was cloudy.
Yeah.
I woke up in like very cloudy. But I think it was mostly hangover cloud.
Yeah.
But I did have like a headache. I'm like, all right, let's take some Advil.
Good news is you woke up.
I did wake up this time. Yes, I did wake up. I'm like a cockroach. It takes a lot more than a mild head injury to damper my party.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, we we're Charger fans. In case I don't think have we talked about that.
I don't think so.
Yeah, we are Charger fans, and we went out to one of our local bars and met a bunch of LS friends.
A lot of LS friends came out. We put a rendezvous out on Cassidy and a bunch of people came out. And so Chargers won.
Against the Saints.
Yeah. And then our...
which I think is my chocolate milkshakes team.
Oh, yeah. You had said that. Because we were talking about if they would come out too. Yeah. But I don't think we didn't actually reach out directly. But anyway... So the friends we were with at the bar, we had been out with obviously the night before, but also the weekend before we did the same thing. We went to the same bar to watch, I mean, the Chargers weren't playing, but their team was playing.
We went to watch the Raiders get whooped.
The Raiders were playing. So So the, I think I named them the Steelworkers.
Yes. I was trying to, watch your head, babe. Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. on the TV. Mr. and Mrs. Steelworker. So we went out with them, and then Mrs. Steelworker, she was drinking Jack and Coke and got slammered.
You're talking about last weekend.
Yeah. And yeah. Apparently.
Previous weekend.
Yeah. The previous weekend. And apparently after we had left, well, first of all, the first, before, while we were still there, she was like, we go to another bar and she just starts making out like hardcore with like some of our other friends, mm-hmm. Beard to be exact. Mm-hmm. And so.
and me too.
And you, yeah. So first it was Beard, mm-hmm. and then it was you, and then she was just like kind of all over the place, and then apparently, so then we left, and apparently she told, because when we seen her this past weekend, she wasn't drinking whiskey and Coke, she was drinking High Noons, mm-hmm. and we're like, oh, why are you being like so low key? And she's like, well, we don't need another like weekend like last weekend, because she after we left, she was like running around the town, hiding in bushes because she didn't want to leave. And her husband was trying to get her to leave. And she was like hiding in basically plain sight, but like thinking.
Kind of like peekaboo when you're a kid.
Yeah, like when you're a kid and you think people can't see you because you can't see them. And so she was like, yeah, it was a whole situation. She was like texting random people and just like, she was like, it was just bad. So she's like, I'm trying to minimize that. Okay, fast forward. So that's the whole situation. So she's using High Noon not to do all this, right? So then she's doing that, and I'm like super hungover from the night before, and I'm like, I need to drink some water or something. And then they're like, okay, shots. And so I was like, oh my God. So they,
which is a good substitute for water.
Yeah. So they bring out just shots for the girls for some reason. So all of us girls took a shot. I had Fireball. And so we take the shot at that bar. Then we go to another bar. And then one of the other guys thought it was a great idea to buy, again, just the girls' shots. Mm-hmm. So I get another Fireball shot. And then another guy is like, oh, well, he bought all the girls' shots. I'm going to buy all the girls' shots. So he buys all of us shots. Then we do like a, a Mexican candy shot. And then I don't know who else bought the last shot, to be honest with you, but another shot comes out, and it's Mexican candy shot. So we've now done four shots, and I was also drinking Trulies. And I had been drinking vodka sodas.
Like earlier in the day, I had been drinking
Bloody Marys and vodka sodas at the previous bar. So a lot of drinking happening. Yes. And then shots. So then Mrs. Steelworker, we're in a vanilla bar. She's like getting her tits out. And we're like, you have to put your tits back in.
Like I was telling her, I'm like, I never want to hear myself saying this, but you need to put your tits away, young lady.
So she's like got her tits out. And then I'm wearing kind of like a crop top shirt that's loose. Mm-hmm. And you had me take my bra off previously in the day, like did a vote at the table and was like, should she take her bra off? Yes or no. So then I took my bra. So I had no bra on and this little crop top, like barely hanging on shirt. And so I'm jumping around, and then total underboob is happening. And then Mrs. Steelworker's got her tits out. So then our other friend, the husband, he's standing next to me, and he's trying to hold my shirt down so that we don't get kicked out of this bar. Because I'm just dancing with my hands in the air and, like, raising my shirt like the roof. And there's so many messy pictures. I'm like, oh my gosh, my fate. Like, it's just.
Yeah, I was trying to find the song, but it was I think the DJ Khaled song was like, put your hands up.
Yeah.
And they stay there. And they stay there. And every time you put your hands up, and then he would grab your shirt and pull it down.
It's like holding onto my shirt for dear life to keep me appropriate for a vanilla bar.
So then at some point, I'm like, we need to get out of here because everybody was like getting really, really fun. But I mean, it's Sunday and it's like 6 maybe.
Yeah. And I'm like, we had to get home.
Yeah, we need to get out of here.
So we get in the Uber and it's not that far, maybe 15 minutes.
15 minute Uber.
From the bar to our house. So apparently at some point in the Uber, I just passed out. I don't know.
So we're driving and you're like, you said something like, I'm not feeling good. I'm not feeling good. I'm like, all right, babe, we only have, you know, 10 minutes left or whatever. All right, babe, we only have 5 minutes left. And at some point your head just went bronk. And it just kind of like fell into my shoulder. I'm like, well, I'm thinking if she's passed out, she can't really
probably not throwing up.
Sick. So, so we start pulling into our neighborhood and we're way at the end. And the Uber driver starts to slow down. And I'm like, no, 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 keep going. Cause I'm like, I'm going to have to walk you all the way to the driveway and up the stairs. Just, I want to get as close as this Uber driver can get us.
Yeah.
So he pulls us all the way to the end. And as the car's coming to a stop, you know, his app says, you know, you have arrived at your destination or whatever, but it wasn't in English. So I don't know what language it was. I don't think it was Spanish but it was just another language. So it said blah, 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 in another language. And you just went, what the fuck? And the driver started laughing and I started laughing. Because you were just like, you went from being silent for like the last 5 minutes of the drive to, what the fuck? And I'm like, oh God, this is the start of a fun night.
So we get upstairs.
I basically poured you out of the Uber.
Yeah, I know. It's bad.
And then, we started heading upstairs. I have to walk you up the stairs and then.
You get me into bed.
I get you into bed.
And then I'm just like, babe.
No, I got you into bed. I tucked you in. I thought my night was good.
Yeah.
I thought, all right, cool. Like, this is all good. So
dinner.
I go downstairs and I throw a steak and cheese in a microwave and I'm all 1:30. It's all ding. And I go in to grab my plate. And I heard, babe. I was like, what? So I run upstairs and
I'm throwing up.
You're throwing up in bed. And I'm
the
like,
worst.
I'm like, okay, that's fine. It's not our first rodeo, you know. Hey, we all party, right? This is what happens when you party sometimes.
Yeah,
you know, you just party too hard,
especially 2 days in a row.
2 days in a row, shit happens. So, so I get you. Well, we continue just to let you throw up. Just come in, like, all right.
Yeah, whatever. We have to take all the sheets off anyway.
It's not gonna change. Just get out as much as you can. And then I got you into the shower, and then you sat on our oral bench, and we turned on the hot water, and you were sitting on the oral bench, just having a good time. And then I'm like, I'm changing the sheets and, you know, washing out stuff in the sink, and then I come back around the corner, and then you're laying on our floor in the shower. And it's a recently remodeled shower.
We have a big party shower. It's a big shower. Like, I'm tall and I can lay fully out and have plenty of room.
Plenty of room. So you're laying, you're just laying on your
and
back.
And it has dual heads. So I laid with my head not under the water one that was, I was under the water was on the one where my legs were.
So I'm like,
I was good.
You were good. So I come around a corner. I'm like, okay. So I'm not nearly as drunk as you are. But
no,
I'm
you didn't do any shots. I only bought
the
shots. For the
I was women. Drinking. I was doing Long Islands. I was feeling good.
The shots. It was like back to back to back shots.
But I was the responsible adult in this particular episode. So, you've had our moments with me being the opposite.
Right.
So I was like, all right, cool. So our shower, it's got like a ledge to it. So if you block the drain, it could flood.
Yeah.
So at one point your butt cheek was blocking the drain. So the water was starting to rise. I mean, it's only going to go like 2.5 inches. So it's not like a drowning thing, but it's a flood in our bathroom thing.
Yeah.
So I had to go in there and like pick your butt up so it would unplug the drain. And then at one point you rolled over on your side and then...
I'm like, just leave me here.
And I was like, no, babe, I can't. Like, I'll let you stay in there for a little bit longer. But I mean, like, I can't leave you in here. Like, at some point, I as well would like to go to bed. So, like, I'm fine with you being messy. Just move the messy to the bed. And then you were in there, you were laying on your side there for probably about an hour.
Really?
You were in there for a bit. Wow. And then...
Time flies when you're drunk.
I say when you're having fun.
When you're passed out.
And then because I went in there a few times. I was like, let's go. And you're like, no. I'm like, well, I'm not gonna physically drag you out of the shower.
Right.
Like, you have to be a willing participant. So I went back in there, and then finally you're like, okay, let's go. And then
you didn't tell what you did first, though.
What? Oh, we're gonna talk about that? All right. So we have this thing. We have an agreement that I basically have open consent to basically do whatever I want to her whenever I want to. So oftentimes when she gets too drunk.
But you're horny.
I punish her by fucking her while she's drunk. So at one point while she was in the shower, she was on her side, and I was like, no. And I rolled you back over on your back, and yeah.
You're like, I'm going to fuck you. Like,
that's a perfectly good hole. Let's go. So yeah,
you went down on me too, didn't you?
I went down on you, and I...
I vaguely remember this.
Yeah, and I got the toys.
Yeah.
I got the whips.
No, yeah. Whips.
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, so I was fucking you while you were drunk, but you were awake.
Yeah, I vaguely remember.
You were making noises and stuff, but I kept banging your head into the top of the shower.
Well, the problem is you probably didn't feel good on your knees.
No, because I was having to let my legs spread open to, like, and my left leg was catching on the tub rail, and then my right was catching on the wall. So it was not comfortable whatsoever.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a long experience. It was right. Just more of like, I can do this right
we
now.
We actually had fucked in the shower earlier that day.
Yes.
In a different position. Two different positions.
Yes.
I sat on you in the reverse.
Yes.
And then.
Standing.
Standing, I fully bent over. Standing.
Bent over.
I was like a human pretzel.
Yes. So we've made use of this shower.
Yeah.
But then at some point, I finished all that. I'm like, you know, I'm going to hurt so much in the morning.
Your face, your knees, your back.
My face, my knees, my back. I'm like, I'm getting too old for all
this.
Lick
my pussy and my crack.
So I'm like, in my head, I was kind of like, I'm going to get you in bed and I'm going to continue.
Yeah.
I'm going to continue, you know, punishing you in the bed. And at some point, I did get you up and then I got you into bed. And yeah. It's kind of like, finally, my night was coming to an end.
So nice clean sheets. Yeah, nice clean sheets. We were both a mess. You fell, your face got punished, and then the following day, I got way too drunk. I haven't gotten that drunk in a long time.
No, it's been a hot
But minute. It was the shots. Like,
the shots literally, every time, yeah.
Because it was like literally back to back to back. Like within an hour or two. Four yeah. shots.
Yeah.
Plus drinks.
So the moral of the story is...
We had a good weekend.
We had a great fucking weekend. There's a few parts in there I could have done without.
Right.
But you know what? What's the saying? I don't know. There's probably a saying in there that would really work.
Like, yeah. We had a fun weekend, though.
Was the juice worth the squeeze?
The juice was worth the squeeze. You yeah. got... blowjobs, apparently you don't remember all of them.
I don't remember all of them. A lot of that night was a blur.
A blowjob. Oh, apparently.
Oh, completely.
Apparently, I told another friend that he missed his opportunity to get a blowjob. I do not remember that. And they actually gave you a birthday gift.
Yes. So one of our friends. And then also podcast listener Starla Vick, they wrote me a nice card, and they brought me a
buzz ball. Yeah,
it's
big one.
It's a like a
the giant buzz.
Yeah, it's a huge buzz ball
or
it's
whatever.
Just
it was.
Slightly smaller than a bowling ball.
Yeah,
they actually brought that to the party
for your birthday.
Yes.
And apparently I had told him he missed his opportunity for a blowjob. I don't remember that. So if you're listening. Your opportunity is not completely missed because I will blow you.
Maybe it was me that missed the opportunity with him.
You're stupid.
I don't know. Shit. That night, like, I'm telling you, concussions will fuck you up. Anyways.
I don't remember saying that. No, but
thank you so much, you guys, for the giving gift. Me that.
And for listening.
They are. And for listeners. Being friends. They're Sweetums. My fellow Sweetums. But anyways, guys. So we have so much coming up. First off, in case you guys didn't catch the last episode, we do actually have a phone number, 951-226-5261. You can text us there. You can leave us voicemails. If you text, I'll probably text you back. And you can also find us. We have a community on Cassidy. If you just look up The Sweet Side of Life, we're in talks about becoming getting sponsored by SDC. We got a lot of stuff in the works. So, guys, thank you.
I was like, where are you going with this?
I'm totally freestyling. A lot of podcasts have a piece of paper.
No.
I have zilch.
We
got
nothing. We barely have brain cells.
We sit down before our episode and we say, what are we going to talk about?
And I say,
oh, we'll figure it out.
I'll figure it out.
And then I hit the record button and then it's just literally a stream of consciousness right off the top of our head, which is not always a good thing.
No.
Especially when you're fresh off a concussion.
Yeah, I don't think you had a concussion.
I don't think so either. I've had concussions before and that didn't feel like it. It definitely fucked me up a little bit though.
Yeah. Your eye looks crazy.
Yeah. Looks pretty dope. Is there anything else we want to talk about? We talked about Swingers Couch Podcast. Check them out. Swing Nation Podcast. Our jingle.
Thanks for the shout out.
Thanks for the shout out. Thank you, Starlet Vic, for the birthday wishes. Thank you, Vet Couple. Thank you, my chocolate milkshake. DTF Less Party threw another fun party.
I kissed Dr. Phil Good.
What's up?
I kissed Dr. Phil Good.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. I was trying to think what else I did that night. I'm like, it's a little bit of I have a friend. I know. I have a friend that took pictures and I was like, I do not remember doing that. So they have this thing. He has this thing with taking a picture of my butt against somebody else's who has a big butt. Oh. Mine is always the biggest.
It's like a butt on butt crime. Oh, speaking of butt on butt crime, we have a, we have to get her permissions, but we have a lady that modeled her butt with our podcast sticker.
Oh yeah,
we have to get the permissions on that. We have a our friends from Michigan. Our what are we going to call them?
I don't know. Michigan, we'll figure out a name from them.
Michigan friends.
We'll figure out. They actually have names, but I like off to Tom and
Liz. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are friends from Michigan. We have not done a FaceTime interview with them yet.
We haven't. We need to.
We talked about doing it, but
it's a time zone thing.
Yeah, we haven't done it yet. There's a lot going on. We're supposed to be doing an interview with Swingers Couch Podcast, but
he made us a logo.
Yeah, he made us a new logo for our podcast. I don't think it's completely done yet, but we're going to be making merch. I think you were saying you wanted to do T-shirts and temporary tattoos and. And like pens and like notepads and shit.
Yeah, let's write notes to each other.
Posters. Posters. We're gonna commercialize this motherfucker. Anyways, I think that's gonna be it for now. Is there anything
things we have coming up?
What do we have coming up? We have nothing yet.
Not well. We are doing the plush. We've gotten a lot of questions about that. The plush New Year's.
Yeah, the New Year's Eve plush party in San Diego.
So we're doing that. That's our next big event.
Yeah, we don't have anything in November. Mm-mm. We have some like local parties we might go to, but as far as big events, November's kind of chill.
Yeah.
And then we'll see how December
happens. But at the end of December, obviously the plush party. So. Yes.
So if you guys are going to that, drop us a line and let us know. If there's enough interest, we might do like a podcast meet and greet or something like that at the event. You know, everybody can just come into our room and like meet my meat.
Stupid. Oh my gosh.
They can meet and greet my meat.
Jeez.
Yeah, we should probably close this out. I'm getting kind of tired.
You're getting kind of delusional.
Yeah, it's the concussion.
So when enjoying the sweet side of life, keep your pineapples upside down, believe in unicorns, and keep shaking it up.
And don't hit your head on the concrete.
That's not part of it.
All right. Love you, babe.
Don't do that. Love you, too. If you would like to get in contact with us, please email us at thesweetsideoflifepodcast@outlook.com. Or you can always find us on any one of our socials that are listed in the podcast links.